current plans call for the Homeless Assistance Team, or HAT, to relocate later this month to 1 Jefferson Street, which city manager Bob Cowell says Roanoke took over last year for an Amtrak station. He says it offers things the current office, which is a former fire station at 339 Salem Avenue Southwest, does not offer.
This building has a waiting area, so we'll be able to have clients come in out of the weather and actually sit and wait to meet with their caseworker and stuff. So it just offers a much better work environment for our employees, which is critical.
But the Roanoke Regional Chamber of Commerce argues that there are better uses for the building, which sits across from the Wells Fargo Tower and Amtrak platform. Eric Seashow is president and CEO of the chamber.
Really, our stance has been is it's not about the HAT team, it's about the location of the building, the incredible opportunity that represents for the future.
He added that the chamber's stance would be the same if a different city office were involved. Roanoke City still plans to provide some sort of Amtrak station in the 4,000-square-foot building, which Cowell said can also contain other tenants. Roanoke is waiting on Amtrak to see what kind of footprint it needs and whether a station will even be staffed. For more stories like this, visit RoanokeRambler.com. I'm WFIR's Taylor Sherrill.